Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You're now listening to the Orlando Magic HQ Twitter Spaces. Join us as we break down commentaries, fan reactions, and dive into immediate post-game analysis, breaking news, and all things Orlando Magic related. The show starts now.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here at the Orlando Magic HQ for an Orlando Magic post-game space. Man, that felt great to say. Thank you guys for joining us again. I am your host, Stanley Swanson. Man, this feels like a movie in here. The Orlando Magic got the preseason dub over the Pelicans, 122-105. We got a lot to talk about today, guys. We have a lot to talk about. Can I just say, that was one of the most entertaining first half in the preseason games I've ever watched. The Pelicans broadcast, shouts out to them. You know, we didn't get our guys today, so shouts out to the Pelicans broadcast. They weren't homers per se. You know, they showed love to our team, so shouts out to those guys. They kind of started off their broadcast saying that the key to their team's success this season was health. And that honestly rhymes perfectly with what our agenda should be for the Magic this season: health. If we're healthy, we can be a very dangerous team. And if you were watching the game and you heard their broadcast, you heard Antonio Daniels the entire time. They understand that the Orlando Magic, the young core, man, we're a very mature team. Paolo Banchero, he is moving different this season. The poster dunks, the quick movements to get to his spot that he likes. I'm still going to need a little bit more from him on the defensive end, but that's going to come with time. It's preseason. I'm not going to look too deep into things like that, but man, he looks like a guy that's going to be on the gym. He looks like a guy that is angry that there was one voter that didn't make him unanimous rookie of the year. That's what he looks like. Shouts out to him. It looks like he's going to pick up right where he left off. Markel, that's our leader, guys. Like, multiple times throughout the game when he was on the court, you could see him just motioning his guys, relax, slow it down. And it's not even just that, the leadership. It looks like he's way more comfortable playing. The shot is crispy. Let me tell you guys, the shot looks crispy. The IQ, which was already high, seems to be getting better. That Statue of Liberty dunk, like, oh, man, this guy is a legit leader in our locker room. 25 years old. Shouts out to Markel. Franz, I mean, Franz is a solid guy. I'm going to let you guys get more on to Franz. I want to get to a guy that his expectations coming into this game. You know, I put a poll out a few weeks ago saying what were the biggest headlines going into the season. It was J.I. and who was a starting shooting guard. Today, we kind of got a glimpse into both those where J.I. looked healthy. There was no minutes restriction right there. I was beyond happy to see that. He looked like he was, you know, he was a little rusty at first. Don't get me wrong. It's been a while since the guy played. But he looked like he was starting to get comfortable. He was looked very happy to be back on the court without a minutes restriction. It wasn't a 5 minutes and you're out. Shouts out to J.I. He finally got back in the court. Hopefully, the medical staff and the trainers are all able to keep him on the court. Cole Anthony, guys. Yo, can we throw the bag at this man already? Cole Anthony, just six-man certified. yo, this guy is a straight hooper. Just what he gave us in the first half, we kind of were lingering a little bit, but Cole really kept us in the game. Man, what more can you say other than throw the bag at him, Jeff? And, you know, maybe it's something that I'm reading a little bit too much. It's preseason, things like that. But I think, you know, either the emergence of either Anthony Black or Jed Howard is critical this season. If you're looking at moving a guy like Gary Harris and, you know, what your plans are with Gary Harris, it all really depends on Anthony Black and Jed Howard. And I know you guys got a lot to say about those two, so I'm not even going to touch those guys. But, man, guys, we got Magic Basketball Black back. I am excited. We are finally back. The team got a dub. It's a great feeling. Honestly, I completely forgot Zion Williamson was coming back this game. I was so harped on the Orlando Magic. We got the dub. It looks like we're moving different this season. Bryce, how you doing, man? How you feeling right now? We don't get 50% off Papa John's tomorrow yet, but it looks like it's going to be happening soon.
Bro, we are so back, bro. Just the lead up to this game, bro. I know a lot of Magic fans woke up this morning and were like, is it 8 o'clock yet? Is it 8 o'clock? We finally made it through the first preseason game. And like you were saying about Papa John's, I was ready for that first Stanley Swanson Papa John's call. It stinks that we can't get Papa John's during the preseason. Somebody start a riot. We need Papa John's for this preseason. But, I mean, you touched it. I feel like the biggest goal to come out of this game was to stay healthy. And that's the same thing for the Pelicans. So I'm really glad that we get to play them twice because I feel like both teams will get the goal is no injuries during this preseason. I will be livid if any of our players get hurt, miss any amount of time for games that are not going to count towards the record. Three shout out for players that I want to do is Paolo. Man, he's about to level up this year. I saw MVP on Twitter. Fuck it, let's do it. Bro, MVP. MVP for Paolo. Let's do it. But he looked great tonight. He looks like he's going to, you know, step it up this season. Wendell Carter Jr., that three-point shot, man, I don't know what happened. I didn't see it during this offseason training videos. I don't know what happened. But that three is looking nice. It's looking nice. That corner three he had, I had never seen a Wendell shot like that before, man. If he's got a three-point added to his bag, like I know he's been shooting around 30-ish%, you know, the past few seasons. But if he can shoot that thing about 35% from three, man, oh, my goodness, from a center position, we're going to be dangerous. We're going to be dangerous.
36 last year.
You said 36? He was 36?
Yeah, 36.
Yeah, so if he keeps shooting that thing nice, but, I mean, I was super excited to see him with a kind of a new form. And then Markel, oh, my goodness. I don't even need to say anything about him. At this point, all the Orlando fans know. It's sad that a lot of fans around the league don't know about Markel Fultz, but if they haven't heard of him going into this season, they for sure, at the end of the season, are going to know the name Markel Fultz. And then it was great to see Isaac back. Offensively, it was kind of a rough stretch, but I'm not worried about that at all. That block that he had where he, like, was jumping, he missed with the right, and then he got it with the left. If that doesn't tell you all you need to know about J.I., then look out for that this season because this man is a beast defensively. And then one last shout-out to Cole Anthony. Cole Anthony's a hooper. Gets buckets off the bench. He knows his role. Excited to see him play. And then the other guys, I don't really have that much to say. I'm not going to say anything bad about Anthony Black or Jet Howard. I know there's probably going to be somebody that comes in here and does that. And my counter to that is it's preseason. This is the first time these rookies have touched the NBA court aside from Summer League, which I account this more than Summer League. So I'm not going to make any assumptions about rookies right now.
But you
– I will say – Anthony Black got a lot of shots towards the end of the shot clock, too. So him rushing a bunch of shots, that's all I figured I need to say. But no, Stan, we are back. The spaces are back. Magic basketball is back.
the first dub of the preseason. There's a lot to be excited about down here, man. A lot to be excited about.
Yo, in the words, if you guys don't know James Fantasy Magic, James Bailey, he has a saying, we got a lot popping. Man, after tonight, it feels like we got a lot popping in Orlando, man. Like, Bryce, I mean, you hit on the money. Did it feel like a more intense kind of first half to that preseason game? Like, man, I don't know if it's just the excitement leading up to the team or anything, but I was just so invested in that first half, and it really had me on the edge of the seat compared to, like, other preseason games.
Yeah, the intensity for the first quarter, it felt like you were watching a regular season game. The teams brought their A game. I feel like they left their starters in for quite a while, too. They got, like, average 20 minutes, but it feels like that whole first quarter, basically, our starters were playing, which was sick. But somebody's put it in the comments, Stan. I don't know if you saw it. There's 50% off Papa John's tomorrow.
Oh, hold on. Wait.
Look in the jumbo. Look in the jumbo.
I need you guys to verify this for me.
Look in the jumbotron.
Hold on. Oh, Papa John's. It is a good time to be a Magic fan, ladies and gentlemen.
Stan, we
get
Papa
John's on a Wednesday. I didn't get the tweet out. I apologize for it, the community. I will let you guys know on Thursday when we get this dub again. But man, it is a good time. I'm with you, Bryce. I mean, I'm looking at the box score. It felt like Paolo had way more than 12 points. I don't know, that first half was just so impactful that it felt like, or that first quarter was. Those dunks, him getting to the spot, it felt like he dropped a lot more than that 12. But, yo, you hit it on the money. It's a good time. Magic basketball is back. Chad, you up first before we go over to my man P5. Chad, how you feeling? Welcome back. How you doing tonight, man?
What's up? What's going on?
Oh, that works too. How you doing, P5?
You got it, bro.
No, was it me or was it?
Go for it, man. You know what? Go for it. How you feeling tonight, bro?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. We hitting the ground running quick. You know, I know it's a preseason game. Getting a win is really not that relevant, but just having a win is important because we're winning that opening night game. And I think that first half was – I liked it a lot. I liked that New Orleans came with a fast pace and we adjusted because that's important in today's game. And I'm just excited. I'm going to let Chad go, though.
Hey, P5, I mean, let me ask you, how'd you feel about the rookies before we go over to my man Chad?
So Anthony Black, he'll find his groove offensively. It's the first time he's there, but Jet Howard was confident. You know, he showed some character in that 3-point line, and we're gonna need that. He's gonna catch a rhythm in certain stretches of the season, to where we're gonna be asking him if we should start him at the shooting guard some games because he's a confident shooter.
He was not afraid to shoot at all. One thing I will say about Anthony Black is he was very attentive on the defensive end. You know, he was very engaged. He wasn't letting things slide or anything. He was very engaged. So I understand what you guys are going to say about his offense again, but I did see the vision. There we go.
Yep.
Chad, we back over to you, man. How you feeling tonight? Welcome back to the spaces. Tell us how you feeling after the Magic win, man.
What's good, Stan? Good hearing from you again, bro. It's been a hot little minute. Nah, man, it was fun for sure. I definitely miss watching basketball, that's for damn sure. I mean, obviously, I'm sure a lot of us in here watch football, so that's been keeping me busy, but there's just a lot to be excited about with Orlando, so, you know, especially with Paolo. It just feels good having a player like him, like watching a player like him for your franchise. I mean, it's just been such a drought for this organization to have a player like that. So it's always exciting to see that. Honestly, I don't really have much to say. I mean, because it is preseason. So, I mean, regardless, like, it still was fun to watch it all and everything, you know, seeing guys like Jonathan Isaac back on the court and just a fully healthy roster, I guess you could say, just seeing everyone play. It was just nice to see that. I think for me, honestly, again, it's preseason, so it doesn't really mean much. Like, you know, it could just be experimentals. I know a lot of people want Jalen Suggs to start. Cool. I don't care if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'm just thinking more so like, if it doesn't work, like, who's the next guy up? Like, could we see a Joe Ingles start? I mean, I don't know. Who knows? I'm just thinking all over the place with that whole scenario. Because me personally, everyone knows I love Jalen next to Cole. I think those two are so good together. But other than that, man, like, I don't really have much to say. It was cool to see Jet out there. I have a lot of high hopes for him. I didn't really like how they had him, how they, like, portioned his minutes. That was kind of weird to me. How they had him with, like, the G Leaguers and stuff. It just kind of was awkward. It just was way out of whack for me. I would have liked to see him pretty much as soon as they took all the starters out, I would have expected him to be in right there and got significant minutes. So seeing him, like, basically at the tail end of the game as far down as it was kind of weird for me. And it definitely looked – I mean, regardless, I think we all know his play style. He's going to shoot, and that's what we want. Just, bro, I don't care. Just shoot it. But you could definitely tell, like, there was a little bit more emphasis on that because I felt like he really wasn't getting that much playing time, especially during, like, the specific portion of the game. It was like the ball is touching his hands, he's shooting it. So I definitely would have liked to see him play, like, a little bit sooner. AB, bro, I know a lot of people are going to be pressed on him in terms of the offensive stuff. I don't know who in here was thinking Anthony Black was going to be some offensive guy. Like, I don't know who would think that. If you thought that, I'm sorry, I guess. Like, that's not what we drafted him for. We knew he was going to be a defensive first, pass the ball, rebound, do a lot of shifting things like that away from the ball. But let's not get it twisted. Like, he was keeping the tempo up with the offense, like, a lot in this game. And that in itself is valuable. I'm not worried about the offense because he's tall enough and big enough that, like, he's going to get more comfortable. I don't care about the jump shot, really, to be honest, because you watched him in college, like, it really wasn't there. So, like, if it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It is what it is. I like what I saw. I don't know if people are going to be pressed about the offensive stuff. If so, then, that's on you, I guess. But, no, man, it was just – that's all I really got to say, man. Like I said, I ain't really got much to say. It was just good to see basketball again. And everyone – and I know this is going to be a big talking point. This whole space is just healthy. Like, that's going to be our key word, is just healthy. It was just cool to see everyone healthy, bro, honestly, to be honest.
Chad, let me ask you, I mean, one last guy, Fultz. How you feeling about Fultz, man?
I mean, bro, I don't even got to speak for my king like that, bro. My king does all the speaking for me, bro. On God, like, he just does it for me. I ain't got to say nothing.
Fultz, it's a great time to be. Guys, I mean, I know it's preseason game one, and we're all going to come here and say we're not looking too deep into it, but we're really looking deep into it because we're fans and things like that. But the overall vibe from the team, you know, we got down. It's a preseason game. Like I said, that intensity in the first half was phenomenal, but the team got back up and we won by a good amount as well. So, you know, like,
Can I add this thing?
Yeah, go for it.
Real quick, because I remember a lot last year we were harping on Mosley and stuff like that. I got to give a shout out to him for really preaching to this team about defensive minded first. There was a lot of hands, like, everywhere, bro, like deflections all over the court. And that comes from coaching. I want everyone to realize that comes from coaching, like, really. So shouts out to that, man. I know it's only one preseason game, but in one game, you could definitely see the intensity, the deflections, guys' hands were up, rapid, like fighting for, you know, loose balls, things like that. That comes from coaching. So shouts out to that man right there. That's very impressive for sure.
Yeah, and you can really tell that each and every player, even from Matt McClung, Chuma Okeke, you know, these guys, even at the end of the bench and thing, they want it. You know, the entire team, they just wanted to get after it. And like you said, shouts out to Mose for that, because he's the one that instills that. The coaching staff is the one that instills that, you know, these guys come motivated, but you got to keep them motivated. You got to keep them hungry. And Mose does a phenomenal job of doing that. Orlando and LA, you were up next, man. How you doing? Welcome back to the Spaces. How you feeling after the win tonight, man?
Yo.
How you doing?
What a win, bro. Man, I'm just so glad Magic basketball is back, man. Man, with Anthony Black, I ain't really worried about him, because the shots that he was putting up, I mean, like Bryce said, it was at the end of the shot clock. So I'm like, what do you expect? Like, I wasn't expecting them to go in. But Jet, bro, I'm excited about Jet. Jet, man, I was just grinning every time he shoot the ball. Because Jet going to be good, bro. He going to be good. And Paolo, what do we have to say? It's Paolo. Come on now. Like, that's all that needs to be said. It's Paolo. Markel looked good. Wendell look good. I'm just, man, I'm ready to get the ball rolling, bro. Fourth seed, that's all I got to say.
Fourth seed, you taking that to the end of the season, because you had the Anthony Black pick correct since day one last year. So, I mean, are you going to put fourth seed in the profile pick to, you know, solidify it?
I mean, I guess I'm going to have to do it.
Say no more. We're going to be on the lookout for that, man. I'm definitely going to be on the lookout for that. Skinny, you were up next before we go over to Jay, and then my man Big Rich. Skinny, how you feeling? Welcome back to the Spaces. We are back, baby. Papa John's is 50% off tomorrow, man. How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm hungry already, bro. I don't lie to you. I'm hungry. I'm going to give me some Papa John's tomorrow. I have some ranch on the side of that. But, dog, I'm like a kid in the candy shop right now. Like, the OGs are in here, bro. Shout out Teddy D, one of the real OGs.
Shout out Teddy.
Like, that's how you know we back, man. Like, Bryce said it as well, man. We back. Like, we really, really back. There's not a whole bunch of dissecting that you really need to do, at least in my opinion. Everybody understands that it's preseason. So, you know, you go in, you see your rookies, see how they did. Try to take the positives of what they did, and like I really like how it, like, just the entire team was super involved on defense, bro. Like, oh my word, it just looked like hell playing the boys, bro. Like, and it's so fun to watch. Getting out, running in transition. I think AB flows. He's gonna flow well with it. Just, you know, learning to pick his spots. When he's gonna be a playmaker. When he's gonna look to score. And playing alongside a guy like Markel, it's gonna open up for him. Markel's gonna be able to teach him a lot of things. Like Orlando and LA said, seeing Jet just shoot the ball, that's what you want to do. Especially, I mean, with the unit that he got to run with, you weren't really expecting them to set the world on fire. just seeing him get out there, get comfortable, and just see what it looks like. You know, get bumped a little bit. It's not open gym anymore, and, you know, training camp, you've been playing with guys that have seen you for a whole month. So get out there, and, I mean, he got his first bucket. Both of those guys got their first bucket, so that's cool. Everybody get that moment out of the way. Mose spoke well in training camp. He said that coming into this, the defense is going to look better than the offense.
You cutting out a little bit there, Skinny. Damn. Skinny, you cutting out, man. Yeah, completely.
All right, but I'll hop out and come back.
Say no more. Jay, you were up next, man. While Skinny gets back up here, how you feeling, Jay? Welcome back to the Spaces. The Magic community is back in here. How you feeling after the dub?
I'm feeling great. I think all of us were just excited to be able to finally get to watch some Magic basketball after a good six-month holdout. So it's good to be back watching ball. Shout out to these announcers making it feel like a mid-season game. They were prepped and ready. That crew had me feeling like it was a regular season game for sure, and especially the energy in the first half. I was loving it. For the most part, the starters pretty much played the first half, and you know, we kept right with, minding, the Pelicans' injuries and it being the first preseason game. I like the way we looked against, Zion, Ingram, and most of their starters. So, overall, I was super impressed with, most of the guys and the way they hit the ground running. Seems like most of the guys are in shape and ready to play their first game of regular season ball. It's not much that I could look down on as far as the game in total. AB looked like, what we're probably going to be expecting out of AB, a very cerebral point guard. Looks like they're putting him in that point guard position and handling the ball, setting up plays. But looks like he's smarter with the ball than, your average player. So I'm excited to see, what that translates to in the regular season, what that also translates to as far as, what his role is on the team. Jet Howard, I was, to follow the sentiment with the other guys, Chad, Skinny and them, it's just, I was kind of weirded out by his, rotational minutes, but then, looking at his jump shot, kind of reassures me that jump shot's, NBA ready. So excited to see both our rookies hit the ground running. Isaac looked good, looked like, that defensive stopper that, we all expect him to be when he's healthy. Wendell's definitely been working on his three-point shooting, that's for sure. I'm hoping to see him at that 40% mark or higher this season, and him being on those, revered and regarded top 10 lists that, everybody's shutting him out of. But yeah, I'm ready to hit the ground running with this season, man. It was a good first showing, let's just put it that way.
It was a phenomenal first show. I mean, we got the posters within what did we have to wait, 6 minutes into our first season, preseason, for a highlight? That was phenomenal.
Valanciunas was not expecting that.
Yeah, he was not.
I think it happened to him twice, because wasn't he on the receiving end of the second Paolo dunk as well?
100%. That the second one was called an N1 like it should have been, the first one. But he's looking to finish strong, it looks like, at the rim this year.
That was a coast to coast.
Yeah,
right?
And which I'm appreciative.
He defended Zion, I think.
Because I know there was a couple times last season where he went a little soft to the rim, and I'm sure a lot of us were thinking, man, why didn't this guy just dunk that shit? Well, looks like he's going to be doing that a lot more this season.
It was honestly just seeing the intensity he came out the gate with. It kind of was, it's like, man, he's starting to set the tone for these guys. He's like, hey, come on, everybody, let's pick it up. I'm here. What are you guys doing? And that was just phenomenal to see, especially from the guy that's supposed to be your best player. That's exactly what you want to see. And, man, listen, Zion, I like I said earlier, I completely forgot guy was coming back. Paolo made him look like a 32nd pick rather than a first pick. That's really what it was. He looked like he was very comfortable in it. FIBA really helped him. I genuinely believe watching him play, FIBA helped him 1,000%. Going back to Suggs, of course, that defensive tenacity is 100% there. I think Suggs' defensive tenacity is something that nobody can deny at this point. I think he went 1 for 6, and then 5 of his shots were three-pointers, which some of those three-pointers were kind of reminiscent of last season Suggs. But hopefully, time, that'll help things. Playing with that first unit, playing with a guy like Markel, high IQ players like Franz, Dell, and Paolo, that'll help him, and he'll really mold himself into that starting shooting guard that we all expect him to be. Rich, how you doing, man? Welcome back to the Spaces. Shouts out to you for joining us tonight. Papa John's is 50% off, in case you ain't know tomorrow. How you feeling, man? We got the dub tonight.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh man, it feels. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you live and perfect, right, man. I know you just got off of work, right?
I'm actually still at work, but I'm getting this little thing in real quick just to talk to you. Of course, man. All right, well, first things first, I miss y'all. It's good to be back with this Magic Spaces and everything. Good to see all the usuals, the OGs, all that stuff. Always good to talk to y'all, and it's always good to watch basketball. Secondly, some of y'all know I didn't get to catch the whole game because I was working, but I will say, I want to say a few points. First off, y'all are absolutely right. Paolo decided to show up this year and not only show that, yo, I'm ready, but I guess he decided just to take Zion's ankles, which is okay because I know, I guess Markel took his ankles too earlier. I saw that. But, but the boys was going, they was going ham. It's good to see that the boys are coming back healthy, that everyone's buying in. This team's looking good. Honestly, it made my night not only seeing that poster, but the fact that we won. I love this team. I love what we're bringing this year. I really feel like we have a lot of good pieces and everything. I was going to say credit to Orlando and L.A., because I remember, like, day one, I was like, we need that good backup who's going to just fill in for when Markel Fultz is out. And he was day one, Anthony Black, and he's finally here. So I'm excited to see who Orlando thinks we should get this year, once the season's fully started, of course. And it's just good talking basketball. It's good watching basketball with y'all again. So good on that Magic dub. Papa John's half off, and go Magic. Yes, sir.
Sir, it is a great feeling right now. If you're a Magic fan, hey, I'm gonna say it again. We got a lot popping, man. There's good times coming, and we got the stars coming this year. Like, yo, the season is setting itself up right now to be what a lot of the kids call a movie. You know what I'm saying? This is peak cinema that we're gonna see, ladies and gentlemen. Foreign Tech, you were up next, man. Foreign Talks. Sorry about that. Foreign Talks, you're up next, man. How you feeling? Welcome to the Spaces. The Magic got the dub. How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. We back, you feel me? And we got a lot to look at, man, and to be excited about, especially with this game. Now, first off, I'm going to say Paolo, he looking nice, man. I ain't going to lie. He looking pretty tough. Everybody in the starters looking tough. You feel me? Markel Fultz, he's going to show people why he was the number one pick. I'm already knowing. What's understood don't got to be explained, especially for most of our players. Wendell been working on a three. He been, splashing up. That's what we need. But let's talk about the rookies, because that's been, like, the most thing that people have been talking about. Anthony Black, we just got to keep it real. It's his first game. Like, there's no – I don't see no need to be dissing him or be like, oh, he's Elfrid Payton 2.0 and things like that. We've seen a lot of players come in the league, and they haven't been looking so great their first few games. Franz was one of them. So, you know, we just got to chill, lay back. Eventually he's going to learn. He's going to get better. And he has nothing but time. He's not going to be no starter. He's not going to be a high-minute player. He's going to learn, man. Jet Howard, I was impressed a little bit about his confidence. Usually players off-rip, they get the missing shots, things like that. They don't want to shoot no more. But he's going to have a lot of people wishing that they never doubted him or was mad that he got the 11th pick. I'm telling y'all, he's going to be nice. Ain't no need to worry about him. But, yeah, man, we did a lot of good things tonight. I'm happy for the team. I feel like our ceiling is a top six seed in the East. No playing, and our floor is a playing, man. So, yeah, go Magic, man. We back. Yeah, we're going to do great things this year.
Let me ask you, while I got you up here for him, what's our record when the season ends? What's our record going to be?
All right. So the confidence in me want to say 50 wins. That's not happening. I'll probably say we'll end the season with about like 44 wins, 45 wins.
Okay, I could dig that. I got us winning 44 wins. I think that looking at this team, we got the pieces to make that happen. I think 44 wins is definitely attainable from this team. I mean, that's 10 more wins than last season. We were missing Markel for what should have been 10 wins last season. So I really think Markel, you throw in J.I., who nobody is – I mean, maybe you guys brought it up. I'm sorry if one of you guys brought it up, but that switch hand block that J.I. did in the air, like, yo, we talk about the Michael Jordan change of the layup in the air. Yo, this J.I. guy, let me tell you about this guy on defense.
Yeah. The J.I. X Factor agenda is well on the way.
Yeah, I mean, coming off the bench.
Now, where are the people that was hating? That's what I want to know.
For real.
Coming off the bench, J.I. is going to work wonders for our team. Like, being able to, you know, and Antonio Daniels said on the broadcast, you know, being able to stick him on a guy like a Giannis, a guy like Zion, you know, these bigger fours and fives, you know, and J.I. got some bulk to him as well. So coming off the bench, I think J.I. is going to work wonders for us.
Can we bubble wrap him real quick, just like for the rest of the preseason? He can still play, but just bubble wrap him, bro. Yeah. I saw him take a couple falls, and I got nervous. I'm not going to lie to you. I was nervous. I love watching him play, but I just want to see him play more games.
He is such a annoying presence for, like, players, like, exactly like you said, like Zion. Like if you got to be defended by Paolo, which his defense was great tonight as well, and then have J.I. come off the bench, it's just – I want to see the Giannis matchup. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, no, that Giannis matchup is going to be phenomenal against J.I. And like I said earlier, it doesn't look like he's on a minutes restriction. It doesn't look like they're looking at J.I. and saying, hey, you know, you're coming up to 14 minutes. We got to sit you out. No, it looks like this season they're going to let J.I. be J.I. I think they're going to put him in some really good situation. I think Mosley's going to put him in the ideal situations, especially they mentioned it. He's only played one full season in six or seven seasons in the league already. So, you know, getting the most out of this guy is the most important thing. He doesn't have to play 70 plus games at all, but just getting the most out of him, putting him in the correct spots. I think Mosley's going to do a phenomenal job with that, but man, I think J.I., I don't want to say, you know, J.I. is back, because saying J.I. is back is saying, hey, and once again, this is preseason, and saying J.I. is back is like defensive player of the year, but J.I. is getting there, you know, and that's a lot more than what we could say a season ago, a half season ago, 2 years ago. J.I. wasn't getting back, you know, it was like, all right, well, J.I.'s hurting. You know, J.I. is really getting back, and hopefully we are able to see that, you know, grow throughout the season more and more. So, guys, we got Cleveland on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, right? Thursday? Or is it Friday?
Thursday.
I mean, it is preseason. We're not looking too deep into these games. You know, if you want to look into the box scores and things like that, you're more than welcome to, but you know, it is preseason games. These guys go hard for a half, and then, you know, they clock out, and we see the subs in. But going into Cleveland, what are you guys wanting to see? Is it the Anthony Black? Is it Jalen Suggs? What are you guys wanting to see?
I want to see more rookie minutes, in my opinion. I mean, I want to see more Jet. And I'd like to see Jet sprinkled in with a little bit of the first team / second team, just so he doesn't have to create his own shots all the time. I just want to see what that looks like. But other than that, I mean, give me some more Goga. Give me some more Jonathan Isaac. But just some of these guys that I want to see a little bit more of. I don't even need to see the starters for 20 minutes, to be honest with you. I know what they can do. But some of these second / third team guys, I kind of want to see a little bit more of.
Yeah, I would say, is it me or like when the third quarter started, Like, I wanted to see Jet out there with the starters. Like, if Jet was getting the shots, the type of looks that Suggs was getting, I just wanted to see what that looked like. But I don't know if that was just me or y'all thought that too.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, Jet was comfortable as soon as he stepped on the court, it felt like. You know, it felt like Jet was kind of gave off that T-Ross where, all right, I got the first one off, it didn't hit. Let me go for my next one. You know, it kind of gave off those vibes, and I'm really, really – I'm with you. I wish he would have got an opportunity just to run a little bit obsessed with that first unit. I mean, hopefully, maybe against Cleveland or against Pelicans next week, we'll see it. But, yeah, I that's something I'm definitely wanting to see a lot more of.
I want to see in this next game nothing individual related whatsoever. It's more so something that you can actually take from preseason and transfer it into the regular season, and that's just the defensive intensity that they're playing with right now. I want to see more of that this next game and then continuously throughout the preseason, because that's something you can build off of. You Mosley has been preaching this since last year, defense, all this stuff like that. And on nights, because it's inevitable when the shot isn't falling and you're relying on your defense, you can save yourself from games. So I want to see more of what I saw tonight. Because, I mean, we did see it. I know it's just one game, but they were down 16 points. They relied on the defense. They were getting stops. They were poking balls out, you know, fighting for loose balls, and they climbed their way back into the game. So I want to see more of that, just keeping up the defensive intensity, communication. I thought the communication was actually really good. But yeah, that's all I don't really care about individual stuff. I just want to see more of that more team defense, because, like I said, that's one of the things I think you can take from preseason and really be like, hey, I noticed this. They can take that and transfer it to the regular season for the next 82 games. So
there's the great thing about preseason is, one, it is preseason, so you know you can experiment. But one of the things I really like about this one is that we can build off this win, and you know, once again, it is preseason. You don't want to look into these games, but there was so many positives. And I think the positives heavily outnumber the negatives compared to, I mean, a few last season, this couple seasons before that, were we really saying, man, there's so many positives that we're in here. You know, there were so many questions in the past. And right now, the questions that we have are more, you know, how good can this guy be? You know, it's not, man, what are we going to – it's really good questions. It's positivity coming out of this preseason W, which is really, really good. It's awesome that we're able to see that Jet Howard looks comfortable. Anthony Black on defense, he looked like, you know, he was very aware. And like you guys said earlier, he's not going to be the guy that's the offensive maestro where he's, you know, stroking it, just hitting threes and things like that. He's not. I saw a post that said, what's the over-under for Anthony Black's hitting shots this season? I think it was like 50 shots over or under. You know, I could definitely see that, because he's going to be a guy that he just orchestrates on offense, you know, gets guys to their spots, hits the open guy, because we did see that a lot. You know, we were able to see that he has the vision. And on defense, you know, we got dogs on defense. I don't think – you know, we've talked about each individual guy, but collectively, we got a lot of dogs on defense.
Wait, you said there was an over-under for AB's shots. You said 50? Yeah. Bro, he's going to shoot more than 50. Makes,
I think it said.
Oh, yeah. Makes? Oh, yeah, he's going to make more than 50. Yeah, 100% sure.
Makes.
Bro, the guy is almost 6'10 in a point guard. There's going to be mismatches on nights where he's just going to have his way.
Driving to the basket.
Just in transition off. Exactly. It's going to happen.
And that kind of goes along. These guys are going to grow. You know, it's just preseason game one. You know, it's nothing to look into the, like, dive into the box score and things like that. You know, there can be some, hey, maybe we got to look into that next game. But honestly, all positivities tonight. And we got Papa John's 50% off tomorrow. Like, come on. It's a great night right here in Orlando.
Yeah. I like to add that I think I've, for this preseason, I've seen enough of Cole Anthony. Like, he's ready to start. Like, he's ready to start the season. He's already in form. So I would like to, obviously, after the Cleveland game, I'd like to tone it down with the Cole Anthony usage and start giving the ball to Anthony Black, you know, and really just give him a whole probably third, fourth quarter of see what he can do at the point guard position. So that's something I need to see. Because today, you know, we were just kind of just fitting him in different – so it's just – we weren't setting him up for what he's good at, I feel like. It's just so many lineups we can use. So definitely more usage.
I mean, I think definitely in the next week's game against the Pelicans and against Flamenco, is it?
Flamenco.
I definitely think we'll see those guys a lot more. Like the bench unit, and we'll see less of the Paolo and Franz and things like that. But Cole, I mean, let's, because the conversation has to start eventually. Yeah, I mean, we don't want it to go through the whole season and Cole Anthony isn't extended. What's the number you guys are, I mean, you guys saw him perform. What's the number for Cole Anthony for you guys to you know, make him stay? Is it 15 mil a year for 3 or 4? Is it 16? What are you guys thinking?
It's at least 20.
Damn.
At least? Like at minimum?
Yeah, bro, I'm telling you, he's not going to see a contract under $20
million.
Okay. Well, he's going to give some performances off the bench for that.
You're saying Cole under 20?
No, that's going to be about market value for a player like Cole Anthony, Isaiah Quickley, players like them that can perform off the bench at a high level and be an above average role player. It's going to be between 17 to 23 million a year.
I think we could get him at a team friendly discount, but the max I think he'll go is, or the lowest I think he'll go is 18.
I think he's also going to, because the ball is in Cole's court, in Cole, yeah. I think he's going to ask for a, you know, I need to be able to play a certain amount of time. If, because he has to understand playing on this team, it's not looking like he'll be the starter at this point. Maybe Cole Anthony completely shuts us all up and Cole Anthony turns into the starting shooting guard this season. And if that happens, that means Cole Anthony is balling and he's going to get most improved player of this year. That's what that's telling me. And that also means we're making the play in.
Stan, you could argue he should. I mean, theoretically, he's good enough to be the starting shooting guard. Like, we just need him on the bench because of what he provides, which is explosive scoring. It's streaky, but that's what the sixth man is. They're streaky, explosive scorers. That's why he's there. And I was thinking about this too, bro. You know, a team that would just, I feel like he would, I don't want to see him go anywhere. Let's not get this twisted. But like, it's kind of scaring me because there's a team that I feel like in the East that's kind of desperate for someone like him. And it's ironic because it's where he's from, but the Knicks, bro. I feel like they would,
Chad, you were on the same page I was, because I was about to come in and say the only team we got to worry about taking Cole Anthony is the Knicks. Because if his hometown comes calling, he going to say yes.
Exactly, bro.
Trust me, they want him.
It's only high praise for Cole because he's such a streaky, high explosive scorer. But like, I mean, that kind of has me a little worried. I don't want to lose him. I mean, how many times?
And he plays great in the Madison, bro.
Yeah, bro. He loves playing.
Okay.
I mean, but how many times?
Yo, can I add one more thing, chat? And the one thing that really hurts when it comes to Cole is that, like, I know the Knicks and Knicks fans want him because he is the most New York player they've ever had come out of there in a while. Like, he is New York to a T, so they want his ass back.
That's what I'm saying. So I hope we do get that figured out because I think this team needs him. I mean, just not even like on the court stuff, like, you know, the locker room. He's a good locker room guy. Like, you know, you need that, you know, with a young team, bro. So I'm kind of worried, bro, but I think it'll all work out.
I mean, yeah, those I think Knicks and Brooklyn, I think those are two teams that will not only, you know, want Cole Anthony, but they'll be willing to pay for him as well. Like you guys said, a hometown guy, like the Nike commercials make them set right themselves at that point. But honestly, Cole Anthony, I still firmly believe he still thinks he's a starter in this league, and he should. You know, I want him to have that mentality of, you know, I'm good enough to be a starter. Like you said, Chad, we just need him to come off the bench. So we have to be willing to convince Cole Anthony, hey, here's a bag. Please do this for us off the bench for 25 to 28 minutes a game. You know, be able to be that guy, that spark plug for us instead of, you know, going somewhere, becoming a starter potentially and getting the bag at the same time. Because, you know, I think it was a podcast with Gary Harris, and I think it was Jeff Teague and Gary Harris, where they were talking about players wanting championships or wanting a bag. And, you know, they were saying a lot of players just want the bag. So if a team is throwing a bag at you, like the Knicks, New York Knicks, your hometown team, and you're going to be a starter potentially against, I don't know if, you know, it'll be him or Jalen Brunson, because that'll be a small backcourt. But, man, it's hard to turn that down as Cole Anthony got better. But I hope, you know, like you guys said, a lot of good performances this season, and that bag is thrown at him. Orlando and L.A., hand up. What you got for me, man?
You guys think Cole Anthony could win Sixth Man of the Year this year? Or like, would he finish, like, top three? Like, I think it's real consideration this year.
I think that and this kind of – this answers that, and I think this goes for other awards as well. One of our players, if not maybe potentially two, can end up getting a good amount of votes for any of the awards if we're winning. If the Orlando Magic are winning games, Bryce, you said earlier, MVP conversation, we might see a sophomore Paolo get some 1 to 2 votes, you know, just off some nonsense. You might get that vote. You might get a defensive player of the year. I was seeing a Bulls fan say earlier, oh, if Suggs is top 15, top man, we know what time it is with Suggs. Suggs is definitely a top 15 defender in this league. He might get a vote for defensive player of the year or anything like that. Like you guys said, most improved player. That's if we're winning, I think that's very, very possible. Rich, what you got for me, man?
Oh, I was about to add in that, like, if not Suggs, I was going to say that, like, if Franz jumps to 21 to 22 points this year, which that's a big jump. I don't think he'll do that. But, like, if he does, for sure, then he should definitely be considered to MIP, because I feel like past 2 years, he should have gotten at least a nomination for MIP last year and then Rookie of the Year before that, and he didn't get it because it wasn't the numbers they were looking for. And I feel like if he does that this year, he should be considered for MIP for sure.
Franz is, I think Franz kind of like last season, I don't know if you guys remember, and granted last season it might have been due to him just having to take over those ball handling duties so much, but it was a slower start to last season for Franz, and maybe that's just how, you know, it is coming off of FIBA, you know, just a slower start. It's not that he's, you know, less of, know, he's worse or anything, but I think Franz definitely, I'm seeing that 21, 22 point. He looks, someone's mentioned to me that Paolo looks lighter. I think it was you, Chad, that Paolo looks a lot lighter this season. I think Franz just looks a lot leaner, not lighter, but he just looks leaner And I don't know, I just seen it when he was sprinting, you know, bringing the ball up court, sprinting. I was like, man, like him and Paolo, the way these guys move, it's dangerous for the other teams. They do, the league does not understand. It is dangerous right now with those two guys, 6'8", 6'9", 6'10", plus, you know, moving like that. Wow, that's crazy. Jersey Worthy, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us for Spaces. How you doing, man? The Magic got the dub. 50% off Papa John's tomorrow. We are feeling good in the city of Orlando. How you feeling, man, after the dub?
Oh, I'm feeling great, man. It was good to see Jonathan Isaac playing good tonight. But I do got a question for y'all, man. I was just looking at Mikal Bridges' contract. Mikal Bridges is making $22 million this year. So do you guys think Cole's making that? I don't think Cole's making more than Mikal Bridges. What about you? What you guys think?
Ah, that's tough. Because, Mike, it's Bridges is a – yeah, I'm going with 20. I don't think he's making more than Bridges. I'm with you.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe around like – I was thinking maybe 17 to 18. 20 is a slight push for me, but I was thinking a solid 17, 18, or at least around a little more than what Wendell is making.
The reason I'm okay with 20, I feel like, is the salary cap's going to go up. That's all going to go up. So I feel like 4 years from now, we're going to be looking at 20 for Cole as potentially a bargain.
Okay, I feel you.
Wait, did quick question, because I think this context kind of matters. Did Mikal sign that contract in Phoenix, and then it just – and like, did he sign that contract in Phoenix?
I believe so. I can take a look again, but I believe so. I believe he did.
So in Phoenix, he was not doing what he's doing in Brooklyn. Like, he came to Brooklyn and just blew everyone's minds with what he was doing. But he was a really solid role player and a really good shooter and was streaky hot. You don't think Cole could be around that $90 million what Mikal was doing for Phoenix? Because technically that's what that contract is based off of, is the production that he was doing in Phoenix.
I don't think so, because even the Mikal in Phoenix was a very, very solid player. He was getting defensive player of the year votes from people. So
Sure, yeah.
So that, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I was thinking, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. I don't think he gets that.
Okay.
And you know that, that's why I think it's more important to get that signed earlier in the season than later, because you don't want to get to a point where, you know, we're rolling, the Magic are rolling, and then we're still hung up on Cole Anthony talks, because I think the majority of us expect Mark, and I guess that's bad to expect a guy to go ahead and take the money, but I think we all expect Markel to stay. I think really the worry is Cole Anthony, like you guys said. I mean,
yeah, I would like Cole to stay here for. I would like him to be here for a long term, but hey, if you know, if something better comes along, then hey, like I've been saying for a long time, I'm still in the Donovan Mitchell sweepstakes. So whenever that comes around again, hey, you know, keep an eye on that.
And what I think, paying a guy like Cole 20, it might seem like a overpay, but a guy that other teams will offer, you know, teams will offer a little bit more and make him their starting point guard potentially, or starting shooting guard. He'll be in the starting lineup. You know, I think for him taking that 20 to just be our sixth man for over 4 or 5 years, I don't know. I potentially think it could be a bargain down the line.
Probably.
But, I mean, guys, it was Suggs was playing great defense. Paolo was, you know, giving us the highlights that we've been craving. I know my timeline, my feed is going to look like it, but I know everybody here's feed on Twitter is going to look amazing with all these highlights. It's going to be great. It didn't feel like preseason for that first half. Man, we got a lot of stuff to review for the next couple of days.
We got a very electric squad, man.
Very electric.
It's crazy. Because, like, Fultz had that dunk, Paolo had that poster, and we know what France can do at times. It's like, and then the lobs with Wendell. We just have, we're going to have some highlight dunks, man. It's crazy. How's the highlights needs a spot for us?
we're going to definitely, if we continue playing, you know, in that manner. And once again, guys, this is preseason, but these guys came out with energy, and if they continue playing like that, we're going to play ourselves into another nationally televised game. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, we only have one right now. But if we play in that manner, we'll definitely get one, maybe another one throughout the season. Because if we play in that manner in season cup, that's coming to Orlando, baby. That's definitely coming to Orlando. People will call it the Mickey Mouse Cup. Go ahead, call it the Mickey Mouse. I'm cool with the Mickey Mouse Cup. Give me that Mickey Mouse Cup, man. I will be ecstatic if they continue to play with that energy and health. You know, health is the most important thing, really, for this team. If we're able to stay healthy, fourth seed. Orlando and L.A., I'm still waiting on that profile pick, man. That fourth seed profile pick. Speak it into existence. Guys, do we have any thoughts before we go ahead? We've been up here for an hour. Do we have any final thoughts before we go and wrap it up for the night? On to Thursday's post-game space.
As we draw closer and closer to opening night, buy your tickets. Let's pack out Amway Center. Stan and I going to be there. We're going to do a live post-game spaces after that Rockets game. Bro, it's going to be exciting in Orlando that Wednesday night. So y'all got to get down here.
Amway better be packed, and I'm not talking about red shirts. And if you wear a red shirt, listen. Let me know. I will get you a blue shirt. Let me know. I do not want to see a red shirt at Amway. I want to see straight Magic fans packing Amway on open night. I mean, listen, I think the team is expecting the fans to really show out for us, for them. It's going to be a great, great time. So, got that.
Yeah, Dylan Brooks is the only player maybe guarding us that game, by the way.
If he doesn't get ejected like he did tonight.
Dylan Brooks getting ejected, yeah.
We need to start a Dylan Brooks chant. That's for sure. We need to come up with something.
And then also, just for you guys, just to let you guys know a little sneak peek, the Monday before the Rockets game, we will be hosting a mashup rivalry space where we will be going head-to-head against the guys from the Rockets. You guys can join us. You know, we can friendly banter and things like that, trash talk a little bit. But it's gonna be like I said earlier, how the kids call it, peak cinema, a movie. It's gonna be a great time. So please join us for that as well. Thank you guys for joining me tonight. This has been, man, it's great to have the spaces back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. The Orlando Magic are back. They got a dub tonight. Please go get your Papa John's 50% off. We'll be back again Thursday night. Thank you for joining us. Like I always end this off, Magic City, Magic Together. You guys have a wonderful night. We'll see you on Thursday.
For all the latest Magic news and updates, visit OrlandoMagicHQ.com and follow us on Instagram at OrlandoMagicHQ and on Twitter at OMagicHQ. Also, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel and subscribe and leave a 5-star review on your favorite listening platform.